Is a follower of Jesus Christ the same as a disciple of Jesus Christ? That's a question we'll be answering this morning. Let me say right up front that although the scriptures will use both words interchangeably at times, upon deeper examination of the scriptures, we will discover that a follower of Jesus Christ is not the same as a disciple of Christ. The main point of this sermon is all true disciples of Jesus Christ are followers, but not all followers of Jesus Christ are disciples. In this section of John's Gospel, we see the first four disciples called: Andrew, Peter, Philip, Nathanael. As you see from the text, they're called to follow Jesus. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples. John the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John the Baptist's two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus Christ. Notice that both the words disciple and follow are used here. A little further in the passage, we read in John 1, 43 and 44, the next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Moving into chapter 2, there's an account here by John of where Jesus performed his first miracle in Cana. He turned the water into wine. And it was said that on the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. John calls Jesus' followers his disciples. So it would be easy to point out that a disciple and a follower are the same thing. But my argument is that you are first a follower and you grow into becoming a disciple. Followers and disciples are two distinct aspects of being a Christian. The first point of our text is that all disciples of Christ are first followers. Now, please don't think that I'm pitting followers against disciples. What I'm doing is showing you that there's a progression in the life of a Christian. And it starts with being a follower, but as time moves on, by the grace of God, the follower responds to God. He becomes a disciple. A follower is an adherent or a devotee to a particular person, cause, or activity. A follower is a person who moves or travels behind someone or something. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 1, 11 and 12, "For it has been reported to me that by Chloe's people, that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that one of you says, 'I follow Paul,' or 'I follow Apollos,' 'I follow Cephas,' or 'I follow Christ.' People follow people. A follower of Jesus Christ can be anybody. And we see in our text today, there's fishermen. We see a little bit later on when Jesus spots Levi or Matthew, he says, "Come, follow me." All different kind of people, men and women, he calls to follow him. Nathanael, whose name later became Bartholomew, was called by Jesus to be a follower. More specifically, he was called by Philip to be a follower. Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, when you were sitting under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." I mean, talk about a profession of faith. But was he a disciple? Jesus questioned him as to why he believed. He said in verse 50, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe?" Nathanael, is that why you believe that I am Jesus? Because I said something that was extraordinary, that I saw you while you were sitting under a fig tree? Man, sorry, Lord. And I'm even prayed up trying to do this, you know? And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Nathanael, you will see greater things than these. You see, Jesus knew that there was a plan for Nathanael's life, just as there was for Peter and for Philip and for Andrew. But he also knew that there was a progression to it. Nathanael, in time, would become a disciple. In fact, he would become an apostle. But that's not where he was then. We see from Jesus what a disciple maker is. Somebody who calls people to follow Jesus. Andrew, upon hearing about Jesus as being the Lamb of God from John the Baptist, he goes to Peter, to Simon, and he tells him, "Come see." And Peter followed. Philip went to Nathanael, "Come see." So in becoming a disciple, you have to become a follower of Christ first. Let me put it in this way, since we've been praying for our schools. When a child enters kindergarten, can he do algebra? Well, my grandkids could, but for the most part, of course not. He has to learn, and he has to progress. He has to go grade after grade after grade. Preschool, elementary school, middle school, senior high school, and then depending on how God leads and how what this individual wants to do vocationally, may go on to college and even grad school, and then constantly going to refresher courses, always growing, always advancing. A kindergartner is a follower, but he's not a PhD. And the point is that followers start, but there's a series of things that have to take place in their lives before they become disciples. You see, a disciple is defined as a pupil, as a learner. Disciples keep learning, keep growing spiritually, keep advancing in their knowledge and wisdom of God. A disciple will never advance past being a follower if he chooses not to keep learning. This is why we have an adult education here. This is why Sunday school and small groups are so important. When somebody who doesn't attend Sunday school says to me, "Well, I used to go to Sunday school when I was a kid. I've done that. I don't need to do that anymore." That's a follower, not a disciple. Disciples advance. They progress. Remember when we studied Hebrews? The church at that time was being persecuted, and many were falling away from the Lord, going back to their previous religion, going back to Judaism. In Hebrews 5, we read this in verses 11 to 14. The writer of Hebrews says this: "About this, we have much to say." He was teaching on Melchizedek and how Jesus was like Melchizedek and how Jesus was a better high priest than the high priests of Judaism. "About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need somebody to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the words of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." We talk about spiritual growth. We talk about maturity in Christ. And so many people assume that because they go to church, that they're followers of Christ and they're disciples of Christ. When in fact, they're a follower of Christ. A follower of Christ, their lives are limited to what happens on Sunday morning. A disciple of Christ is what happens Sunday morning through the rest of the week. Are you starting to get the difference between a follower and a disciple? There's an old saying that 20% of the people in a church do 80% of the work. Where are the other 80%? 20% of the people in church give 80% of the budget. Where are the other 80%? See, there's followers and their disciples. All true disciples of Christ are followers. But not all followers of Christ become Christ's disciples. Let's look at what the scriptures have to say so that we can answer a question today. Am I a follower or am I a disciple of Christ? You can be a follower of Jesus Christ without ever being born again, without ever being converted to the Christian faith. And there are many people who say they're Christian who have never been born again. They think that if they go to church, they're Christian. That's not what a disciple is. Sure, a disciple worships. But a disciple of Christ is born again. Note in these four men in John 1, none of them were converted at that time. "Come, follow me." Jesus didn't say, "Come, be born again." "Come, follow me." Here's the starting point. This is why we take our children to church, to teach them how to follow. This is why we have children's sermons, to teach them how to be a follower, to come to church, to listen to the word, to worship, to be with their moms and dads, and be able to sing together and pray together and hear the same message together and then go home and talk about it. This is what followers do or should do. But there's a point in time when all these little ones, to gain access to the kingdom of God, have got to come to that point where they trust in Jesus Christ. We're sowing seeds. We're planting. We're watering. And they may say, you know, I've gone to church my whole life, and we've heard it. Where's Charlie? Charlie Popjoy works with the kids. How many times have you heard people say, I've been in church all my life, but I went to summer assembly, and that's when I first believed in Jesus Christ. That's when I found this was all real. That's when I found it's more than just going to church and learning some scripture. I learned that I have to be a disciple of Christ, which means I have to take it to the next level. Take what? My commitment. You can be a follower of Christ without ever being born again. Scripture says in Matthew 7, words of Jesus, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven, on that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Wait a minute. I'm prophesying. I've been preaching in your name. I've cast out demons. I've been following you, Lord. I've even done mighty works. And you say, I never knew you? Difference between being a follower and being a disciple of Jesus Christ, is one who has been born again by the Holy Spirit of Christ. Time will not allow me to develop this, but the parable of the soils distinguish between a follower and a disciple. The seed is sown on various soils. Okay. Satan comes along and snatches what has been sown from his heart. He heard the gospel, though, but it was taken away. And as for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. He's a follower. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yet has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. And as what was sown among thorns is the one who hears the word. He's a follower. But the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. He was a follower. As for what is sown on the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. And he indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case a hundredfold, in another 60, and in another 30. Disciples produce fruit. Followers produce fruit. Followers. John 15 talks about bearing fruit. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is how my Father is glorified. All true disciples of Christ are followers, but not all followers of Christ are his disciples. Probably the best example of the difference between a follower and a disciple is found in John 6. People were following Jesus because he fed them. And they kept following him, looking for more. What am I going to get out of this? What's he going to do for me? And when they asked him to come and they were going to take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew. John 6:66. After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. There were followers. They were following this individual who Moses and the prophets talked about. They were following an individual called the Messiah. And if he could supply bread to us multiple times, just imagine what he would do as our king, as our liberator, as our Moses, who would take us out of captivity from Rome and take us into the promised land where we would be free. This Jesus I will follow. And when Jesus says, that's not why I came, they said, bye-bye. If you can't meet my expectations, I'm out of here. I'm not going to follow you if you're not going to deliver. Wasn't that the criticism at Calvary? Hey, come down off that cross and save yourself, then I'll believe in you. Isn't that how people are today even? I didn't get anything out of the sermon. The church hasn't met my felt needs. The church isn't doing this. The church isn't doing that. I'm going to go someplace else where they can meet my needs because I'm not getting them met there. That's a follower and not a disciple. We read in the scriptures that there's a difference between followers and disciples. Let me give you an example. Coachville High's football team has a good following. When we went to the state championship in 2012, Hershey Stadium seats 16,000 fans. Our side had over 8,000. Standing room only. The fans were there. They followed us all season long, followed us to Hershey. And they cheered for us and booed at times. But they were evaluating who's the better player, how is that coach calling those plays? Yay, this player's done this, this player's done that. But not one of those fans ever stepped on that field to play the game. It's easy to be a spectator. It's easy to sit in the stands and critique everything going on. But get the pads on and go out there and spend a year in training and go out there and suffer and sacrifice and give up your prom and give up your homecoming and give up all of the stuff that you do. Change your diet. Change your lifestyle. Give up your vacation. Summer, you're in a hot heat working out. That's a disciple, not a fan, not a follower. Spectators. You know, I think a lot of Christians play, you know, fantasy football? Have you heard about it? There's something that I just coined called fantasy Christianity. We sit in our chair and we look at the things on the screen as to what's going on here. And then we figure out who's the best player and who should do what and blah, blah, blah. And then we see how it's going to happen. It's fantasy. Gene, get me another Diet Coke, three pizzas, some ice cream and some popcorn while I work on my fantasy game. We can't even get up. Now, I don't play fantasy football, and I hope I'm not playing fantasy Christianity. But you get the point. Followers become disciples, but disciples just don't stay as followers. They're players. And these men that Jesus called, they were players, but they weren't ready to go into the game at that point. It's just like a little kid masters Hot Wheels and then asks his dad for the keys to the car. I can drive. Look what I do with this, with the Hot Wheels. I'm ready. I'm ready to drive. Why do you say that? Because I can handle Hot Wheels. I remember being in a conversation with a second grader that said he could drive. I said, okay, what's the first thing you do to drive? Well, you turn the key on. You turn the ignition. You get the motor running. Wrong. And he goes, what? This is the first thing you do when you get in the car is you put your seatbelt on. The second thing you do is you check your mirrors. Oh, I didn't know that. I said, and you want to drive? I don't think I need to make this point any stronger. I think you get it. How do you go from being a disciple, or from going from a follower to a disciple? That was answered in the children's sermon. It all comes down to, what do you love most? A follower loves himself more than he loves Jesus. And it takes time. It's the process of sanctification where self-love becomes to the side. It dies off. And love for God grows. Luke 14, now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and his mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. That's radical. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? That's something that we're talking about as far as building a building. What's it going to cost? Can we afford this? Will our people support this? But do we ask that of ourselves when it comes to being a disciple of Christ? Am I willing to deny myself for Christ? Disciples do. Disciples do. Jesus said, if anyone come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? How do you go from being a follower to a disciple? It comes down to filling your head with the truth from Scripture of who Jesus Christ is. And the more you know about him, the more you will love him. And the more you will love him, the more you will replace the things that you have loved with him. Remember when you're in love? Remember when you're dating? You remember how you can spend the whole day together? And as soon as you got home, you had to call her up. You just couldn't wait to be with her. You couldn't wait to do even... I remember my daughter and her boyfriend. They'd be on the phone for hours. But nobody was talking. I'm not kidding you. Phone's laying in her bed. I says, you need to hang that. No, so-and-so is on the other side, on the other phone. I said, well, what are you doing? You're not talking. Well, that's okay. I just know he's thinking about me and I'm thinking about him. When you love somebody, you don't have to have this tremendous experience as entertainment all the time. Just sitting and talking. Watching the Sixers together. This is how it is with Jesus. And this is why my heart is so full from this past weekend. To sit in His presence without distractions. It's like, wow, You're amazing. You are amazing, Lord. And there was no razzmatazz, no music. There was no preaching. There was people praying. People reading Scripture, meditating on it. And everybody I've talked to said, wasn't that amazing? What did you do? I sat there for a couple hours and prayed. Yeah, well, then what did you do? How was your day yesterday? My day was great. What did you do? Wasn't the weather beautiful? I don't know what the weather was. And it didn't matter. Why? Because I was in the presence of Jesus. That's what Christ offers to us. And I close on this two questions. Are you a follower? Or are you a disciple? For those of you who do not know the Lord, who have never been born again, He calls you, follow me. Follow me. Now, follow me. And for those who are believers, followers, He says what Bonhoeffer says, come and die for the gospel. This is serious business. Eternity. God's glory. All of that is real. Are you a disciple? He's calling you to discipleship. And it's costly. And you have to calculate it. We're calculating how much it's going to cost to build this building. But Jesus is saying, before you become a disciple of mine, make sure you calculate the cost. Because it's not something you do for a 3-year term and then you bug out. This is what you're going to do the rest of your life. You're going to sacrifice, well, when the campaign's over, then I'll withhold my money. No. This isn't some program. This is kingdom work. That I'm giving myself to Christ. Tell me what you want me to do. Where do you want me to go for the rest of my life? A follower goes for a while and then they disappear. A disciple is always a disciple. We'll run into trouble and Jesus will find us just like He found Peter on the beach and He's going to say to us, do you love me more than these? Do you really love me? Tend my sheep. Come, be a follower of Christ. Come, be a disciple.